Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Larson didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Duz.
Now Mrs. Larson knows Duz, D-U-Z, does everything in her wash. She's convinced this new kind of soap is best. Why, it's even improved her disposition. She used to be a regular crosspatch on wash day. She'd tell her husband...
What a job your work shirts are. Do you swim in grease?
She'd fuss at Sonny.
You wouldn't dirty up so many towels if you had to wash them.
And she'd tell her daughter...
I know your rayon undies don't look bright anymore, but I'm no magician.
Ah, but then Mrs. Larson became a lady who does instead of a lady who didn't. She tried Duz, the new kind of wash day soap that does everything. She found Duz gives you all this. For towels, unsurpassed whiteness. For grimy work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. For nice colors, greater safety. Now, Mrs. Larson says...
Bring on those work clothes. Duz will clean them up pronto and without hard scrubbing.
Sure, Duz can't be beat for cleaning power.
Who said it was hard to get towels white? Duz does them dazzling.
Of course, Duz can't be beat by any soap for white washes. The true whiteness you want.
Those colored rayons are no worry anymore. Duz leaves them brighter.
Didn't I say Duz is safer for those nice colors? Duz does everything. It's been proved best. In actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Of them all, Duz had the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. You'll find Duz does best.
Duz does everything.
Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. Every man is in reality two people, his own true self and the self he chooses to parade in public. With some people, the two are integrated and almost identical, but not so in Edward Reynolds' case. When he broke off with Elizabeth Neal, his former housekeeper, in order to court a girl half his age, Teresa Fernandez, daughter of his gardener, some folks thought it peculiar, others just dismissed it. But when Reynolds got himself nominated for the village council vacancy, and Elizabeth Neal threatened to reveal the truth about him, well, Astonbury began to see a new, dangerous side to Reynolds. Earlier this evening, Molly arrived at the civic meeting which is planning to nominate her to oppose Reynolds. She saw the latter's car turn and go back down the road to head off Elizabeth, who was on her way to the meeting to reveal what she knows about him. Well, more than an hour has passed. Still no sign of Reynolds or his former love. The gardener, Fernandez, just took the floor to tell what he knows when a call came in for him from Mr. Reynolds. Like everyone in the town hall, Molly and David are wondering what will happen next. Listen.
David, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Come, sit down,
Reddy. All right. Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes?
Is Mr. Fernandez still on the phone?
Yes, he's still on the phone.
Thank you, Mr. Goldberg.
I move we ask Fernandez to tell Ed Reynolds to come down here if he wants to talk to somebody.
Molly, don't be nervous.
I'm very nervous, David, because I can't put my mind on the agenda. Why is Mr. Reynolds calling Mr. Fernandez now? For first he took Elizabeth away from the meeting, now he's calling Fernandez away from the meeting. I don't know.
Why don't you think better what it is that Mr. Reynolds is keeping from the town?
All right. Quiet, please. Mr. Johnson, please, quiet. All right, folks. Now let's move ahead. I'm beginning to feel like a hen sitting on a doorknob up here. I've been trying to hatch all evening, and I feel I'm getting nowhere. Let's get down to the real business.
Why don't you wait for Mr. Fernandez to get through on the telephone?
He'll be back. He's still out there talking.
But why did Mr. Reynolds have to call him up on the telephone? Can't he come down to the meeting?
Don't get excited.
He's too busy elsewhere.
All right, I suppose he is. Hold your horses, folks. All right, please. Mrs. Johnson.
Quiet. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Quiet, if Mr. Henry wants to talk, why can't we have silence?
Right. Thank you, Mrs. Goldberg. A little order, please.
Order.
Now, too much is happening tonight that wasn't at all on this here agenda. Now, let's not get out of hand, please.
Well, maybe it's Ed Reynolds who's gotten out of hand. Made Elizabeth Neal disappear.
Of course.
What's he calling Fernandez for? Is he afraid of the truth?
I want order and discipline here. I'll get off this platform. And our aim is coming together tonight. It's too serious to allow us to go off half-cocked.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody. All right, folks. I think we'd better proceed with the original purpose of this meeting, which is to decide right here and now whether this civic association wants to endorse Ed Reynolds' candidacy.
Well, from my part, no!
Order, please, Mrs. Johnson. Or whether we want to put another candidate in the field, namely Mrs. Molly Goldberg.
Brady, go out and see Mr. Fernandez is on the telephone.
Excuse me. Until Mr. Fernandez comes back in our midst, let's plow ahead. Do I hear any discussion on this matter?
Bruce! Mr. Henley, may I make a motion, if I please the chairman?
Yes, Uncle David. What's on your mind?
Well, just one minute before you please the chairman, Dad. Yes. I also want to please the chairman, Mr. Bruce Henley,
yes,
please.
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg.
I want to avoid this on the agenda, please, if you'll excuse me.
Right ahead.
I just want to say that just a few words. Excuse me, I'm slightly nervous because Elizabeth Neal is not here. I'm sitting and I'm biting my nails. And I just want to say, is it fair to Mr. Reynolds, I mean, whatever and irregardless, to go ahead with the election of the procedure because I am the person involved personally? I wish to say and I wish to repeal your kind desire to nominate me here tonight. And I wish to say that without Mr. Reynolds, I would say that the procedure should not be here without his personal appearance.
That was going to be my question, because I knew it was going to be Mrs. Goldberg's question. Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome, David.
Thank you, Uncle David, and thank you, Mrs. Goldberg. Now, just a minute. What is it, Mrs. Schlissel?
He's still on the phone. Reynolds must be talking a blue streak. Fernandez is just standing there listening like he was a wooden Indian.
Okay, Mrs. Schlissel, that's fine. Thank you, Mrs. Schlissel. Order, please.
Order.
Now, that was a very fine, pointed question, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you.
And you too, Uncle David. Now, before we go any further, is anyone else that wants to talk on the question of whether Mr. Reynolds should or not?
Yes, I certainly do, Bruce.
Yes, what is it?
I feel too many things have been run in this town in ways just to suit Ed Reynolds.
Well, that don't connect with my question,
Order,
Mr. Chairman.
Go on, Mr. Wilson.
It certainly has to do with your question.
I think
a lot of folks...
Mr. Wilson,
just a minute.
Please.
Mr. Wilson,
I make a motion that if Mr. Wilson is talking, or if Uncle David is talking, or if any individual gets up in the town hall to talk, that we should have it quiet enough to listen to the individual's procedure.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson, will you go ahead, please?
Yes, I will. I think a lot of folks have always been impressed with Ed Reynolds because of his owning the biggest piece of property around here.
I know.
Just a minute now. Lots of folks always stepped out of the way just a little when Ed Reynolds came strolling along.
Correct.
Stepped out of the way just a little, not too much, mind you, to hurt their own self-respect. But enough to show Ed Reynolds they were deferring to him.
Absolutely.
And only enough so that other folks might think... Just a minute. So that other folks might think they were only stepping aside naturally in the regular course of walking down a street.
Now, we have to get to the point, gentlemen. We have to get to the point. You didn't explain our duty to be fair to Mr. Reynolds as a citizen, irregardless of personal implications which involve certain other members of our community.
All right. This is my point. We've already held this meeting up long enough for Ed Reynolds.
What's the rest of your thing?
Listen, what he's going to say about his views in this election, we already know.
Yes, and we know that he's got no faith in the ordinary folks of this town. Not even enough faith to sell that piece of land he owns near the factory for a housing project.
Maybe he's changed his position on that. The only time a leopard changes his spots is when he hides under the skin of the lamb he's just killed.
Excuse me, I'm going to see if Mr. Fernandez is on the telephone.
All right, lady. All right,
Molly.
Order, please.
Yes, Wilson? Yes. The only thing we were waiting to hear that might have thrown real light on Ed Reynolds was what Elizabeth Neal was going to tell us.
And that's what Mr. Reynolds is keeping from us right now.
Yes. Everybody knows Reynolds was headed for the meeting earlier tonight. So was Elizabeth.
And then he came back.
And neither he nor Elizabeth have showed up yet.
All right.
With that action, Ed Reynolds has shown his hand to us tonight better than if he came and talked for a whole hour. And now, just a minute, and right now, he's got Fernandez out on the phone by the ear.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I know.
This is the feeling here. Shall we go ahead without Ed Reynolds? Yes or no?
No. Go ahead.
Mrs. Goldberg? Yes. What is it, Mrs. Goldberg?
Mr.
Fernandez still on the phone?
Yes, he is, Mr. Hanley.
Well, then we'll wait for him to come and tell us what all the folks in this town want to know.
Then I think you'll have to postpone the meeting, Mr. Hanley.
Not that. Postpone? Why?
Well, because Mr. Fernandez changed his mind about talking.
He's
leaving, Mr. Hanley.
Some more Mr. Reynolds doing, folks. Folks, there's more to this than appears on the surface. But I'll dig the truth out from under if you'll all help me do it.
Yes, I'll do it.
You know, some folks just don't know how to play fair. For instance...
Hello, Alice. I want you and Jim to come to dinner tonight. I've got a lovely roast beef. What? Rationing? Oh, don't be silly, dear. I have connections.
Now, there's a woman who thinks she's getting away with something. But because she didn't play square, in her neighbor's house nearby...
Oh, good to have you home, son. Will you be staying long?
Short furlough, Mom. What's for dinner?
No meat, son. I wanted to fix your favorite meal, but...
Yes, when you take more than your fair share of rationed food, somebody else has to go without. Our 5 million hard-fighting troops overseas need a lot of food. Almost half our entire supply of canned goods will go to them this year. And a large part of our meat and sugar and shortening supplies. Now, no one would begrudge that food to our fighting men. And rationing is a fair way of sharing what's left, so play square. Don't accept ration goods without paying ration points. Observe ceiling prices. Buy low-point and no-point foods whenever possible, and destroy all canceled ration stamps. Well, Ed Reynolds certainly seems to be spiking every weapon his opponents had trained on him. First, Elizabeth Neal disappeared. Now Fernandez has decided not to talk. These were the only two people who know the truth about Reynolds. Or are they? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.